In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this third Sunday after Pascha. And this is the Sunday called the Sunday of the Paralytic. He was the one that was healed by Christ at the sheep's pool, at the pool of Bethesda. And we've had First Thomas Sunday, which is the Sunday right after Easter, after Pascha. Then we had the Sunday of the Myrrh-bearing Woman, and both of those were directly connected with Christ's resurrection. Because, you know, Thomas was there when Christ came and visited the apostles in the upper room, and he showed them his hands and his side, and then, of course, with the myrrh-bearers, they took the spices to anoint the body of Jesus and then discovered his resurrection. So today's gospel might seem a little disconnected. You know, why is this one of the Sundays of Pascha? Because it's a healing that really took place well before Christ's resurrection. Well, actually, there's a connection with Christ's resurrection and the Sunday of the Paralytic. Last night at the Vespers service, there was a verse that said, "Seeing thee, the paralytic, who was like an unburied corpse, cried out, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, for my bed hath become a coffin for me. Of what profit is life for me?'" So when Christ heals this man, it is truly the same as if he had been raised literally from the dead, for now his life has been renewed and restored. In a book called the Synaxarion, which kind of are little short descriptions of the different feasts of the church and so forth, it actually reveals this man's name, and his name was Jairah, J-A-R-A-H, J-A-R-A-H, Jairah. So despite whatever sins this Jairah may have committed, his 38 years of suffering definitely prepared him very well to be patient and humble. The fact that he immediately heads to the temple to give thanks to God and to praise God shows that he's a righteous person in spirit. As several of the other holy fathers have pointed out, an unrighteous man would have just, you know, gone out and celebrated, you know, maybe gone to the pub or gone to the marketplace and got plenty to eat and drink and made merry and all that. But this man goes right directly straight to the temple to thank God. So he's a believer. St. John Chrysostom says that Christ deliberately chose to bestow healing upon this man because he had suffered for 38 years. So there were lots of other people there. Christ could have healed any of them or all of them, but he chose this one man. And St. Chrysostom says, "In this way the Lord teaches us all to have perseverance, and this example also serves as a judgment against those who lose hope or patience in much lesser troubles, lasting for a far shorter time." In other words, if this guy could, you know, hold out for 38 years waiting for healing, maybe we could wait a couple days anyway for a prayer to get answered, you know. Certainly, God operates according to his wise time frame and extends his helping hand to us at just the right time. And of course, you know, needless to say, if God were to answer every request of ours immediately and just in exactly the way that we think we should have our prayers answered, how would anyone really ever achieve the virtues like patience and faith and perseverance? And while none of us really likes suffering or illness of any kind, sometimes God permits these things in order to help us acquire virtue or to reveal virtue. For example, a soldier is not decorated with awards and honors simply because he joined the army, but rather because he demonstrated great bravery in battle or you know, helped risk his life to save his comrades. In the same way, virtues are not acquired simply because we were baptized, but rather when we've struggled to improve ourselves and with God's help have achieved victory over the passions. So this paralyzed man, Jairah, demonstrated nearly superhuman patience and perseverance. He waited year after year in the hope that one day someone would help him get into that pool when the waters were troubled by the angel. And yet, despite all those people there, all their friends and family, all their passers-by, no one was willing to help him. And there's a tremendous lesson for us here that when it really comes down to it, only God is always going to be there for us. I mean, no matter how many good friends and family any of us may have, and even if we have received sometimes help from with various needs that we've had in the past, there will come a time when even your best friend or your loved ones will not be able to give you exactly what you need. And it's not because they don't care about you or love you, but because they don't always have the answers that you need or have the power to heal your illness or whatever resources it might be that you need. I mean, we human beings have our limitations after all. But God is always there for us. He always loves us and always wants what's best for us. And he has the ability to give us whatever it is we do need. Our biggest challenge then is trusting in him, that he does hear our prayers and will help us. And this takes both faith and humility. In the world, we can pay someone to perform some kind of work for us. You know, we can hire a plumber or an electrician, and they generally will do it according to the time frame that we ask. However, God is not some kind of divine contractor who's available for hire on an hourly basis. He knows what's best for us far better than even we know ourselves. This Jairus had to wait 38 years to receive the healing that he so patiently waited for. But it's notable that we don't hear him complaining about this or demanding that God cure him by a certain time. Instead, he bore all this with great patience and perseverance, and so was made worthy to receive miraculous healing. St. Theophan the Recluse sees spiritual image in this gospel passage that is both the healing pool and the image of those who are ill and in need of healing. So you have these two things. And he asks the question, which are you? You know, are you someone who is in need of healing and help? Or are you someone who can help others to be healed? And St. Theophan says that we Christians are supposed to be both of those things. And that might seem kind of counterintuitive. The truth is, we have spiritual illnesses and struggles because of our passions and sins. And at the same time, we're also called to help others come into the healing waters, which really are the grace of the Holy Spirit. St. Theophan notes, for example, that if a person has endured some sort of temptation, but they've struggled and with God's help have been victorious over that temptation, they're then in a position to help someone else that has the same temptation. You know, in other words, we cannot give someone else that which we ourselves lack. So brothers and sisters, let us wait on the Lord with patience, faith, and hope that he will heal us of our sins and illnesses. And having acquired the Holy Spirit, let us pray that thousands around us will also be saved. Christ is risen.
Amen.